The Man Who Escaped, Episode 23.
Kincaid told Fletcher that Hooper sold government secrets to other countries. Kincaid also told Fletcher that Hooper had planned what had happened to Fletcher in Philadelphia. He thought Fletcher would be killed in the crash, and that the FBI would think he was a spy when they found the documents in his car.
Kincaid told Fletcher that Hooper owned a warehouse on the south side of Chicago. It was also where the secret documents were kept before they were microfilmed and sent abroad. They got into Kincaid's car and drove there. Fletcher sat in front with Kincaid. Marilyn sat in the back. It was almost evening when they got to the warehouse. It was at the end of the street and was surrounded by factories and other warehouses. People were beginning to go home. Fletcher sat and watched the lights go off. Fletcher turned to Kincaid again.
Now tell me exactly where the documents are kept,
he said.
They're kept in Hooper's office, in an ordinary file in his desk,
he answered.
And the microfilms?
Fletcher demanded.
They're kept there, too.
Do you know if any documents have been sent anywhere recently?
Some were sent last week. I know. I sent them myself,
Kincaid said.
And will there be any there now waiting to be sent?
Kincaid hesitated.
I don't know. There might be. Hooper told me he was going to give me some tonight,
he said. Fletcher gave Marilyn the gun. She was still sitting behind Kincaid.
Keep him here until I get back, he said.
But what are you going to do?
She asked.
I'm going to break into the warehouse if I can. Maybe I can find proof that Hooper sells these things. If I do, I'll phone the police.
But what if you don't? What if somebody sees you? What if you're caught before you can find anything at all?
Marilyn asked, but Fletcher had already started walking towards the warehouse. In the dark winter evening, it looked very much like a prison. At the back of the warehouse, Fletcher found a drain pipe that led up to the roof. Once, someone had told him that Army training was useful in many ways. Fletcher knew now that this was true. He was able to climb the drain pipe without difficulty. There was a skylight on the roof. It was closed, but not locked. Fletcher opened it carefully and peered down into the dark warehouse. There was a stack of large shipping crates directly below him. He jumped down onto them. He felt the stack of crates move from one side to the other. He tried to keep his balance. Suddenly, the whole stack crashed to the floor. Fletcher managed to jump off just in time, but the noise of the crates echoed throughout the warehouse. Then there was silence.